aired here during the lesson.
As we see from the title, distancing is a call for coming closer. Indeed, we don't know what is distancing, what is nearing. These are different parameters. Distancing is according to the will to receive, which is revealed. And if it is revealed, apparently on top of it, we can cause nearing, skip over it, and connect over it. And therefore, there is no issue of distancing and nearing in spirituality. It is always nearing. Rather, what is important is how do we accept these states that we go through. This is what matters. Therefore, let us get into it, and we will see that all in all, it is all nearing, it is all the revelation of the love of the Creator to the created beings. The created beings can only take one more step forward, one more step forward towards the Creator. But nevertheless, it is always... Because it is simply clear, everything that we receive it from above, from the Creator, chilling and distancing. All the situations that we have, they all come from the Creator. And they all come in such a way that I cannot criticize what I'm receiving. I criticize only on how much I respond and how do I respond to what I receive. There is a difference. Whatever comes in into me from the Creator is always good. What enters me enters into my will to receive. As much as my will to receive is ready or not ready, corrected or not corrected, accordingly I respond. And I feel already what I'm getting from the Creator. But it is not what I received from the Creator. Rather, it is already clothed in my response. Therefore, I accordingly check my situation. If what I feel in my situation is entirely established by the Creator, because there is none else besides Him. There is no other cause. There is no one else who is establishing me in each and every moment. If I do not feel myself at the end of correction in the best possible way, the most sublime manner, it is a sign that I'm corrupting whatever I get from the Creator, because from the Creator only good comes out. He is the good who does good. Therefore, even the worst possible things that are revealed in me, it's not that the Creator is sending them. This is how I respond to what He brings me. And it only shows how uncorrected I am, how much I'm truly corrupted, how much I understand or I do not understand what situation I'm in. And this is how we should distinguish between what is happening around me, that I am inside of the Holy Divinity, inside of the upper light that fills up the whole of reality. However, I, inside of my ego, inside of myself, as we learn about the perception of reality, I feel a world full of people walking around, doing all kinds of things. It all occurs within me. It's not outside of me. This whole world that I see, it is all inside of me, in my perception. This is how I decipher my internality, my inner qualities. They establish for me the world. As much as I will unite them more and more and will attribute them to my will to receive, and whatever influences it, my will to receive, the good and benevolent upper force, then I will see this form that becomes formed within me, established in me more correctly. Therefore, from the side of the Creator, only good comes from the side of the person, a corruption is clothed on it from the side of the person. And if he understands his own corruption, if he's capable of correcting it, balancing it through his connection with others, then he will see himself as identifying with.
Necesitamos para recibir la carga del reino.
What preparation do we need in order to receive the kingdom of heaven? Again, what preparation do we need in order to receive the kingdom of heaven?
To think more about the perception of reality, that what we perceive everything already in our corrupted kelim. From the Creator comes out only good, 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 more and more and more, and we receive it according to our kelim. Therefore, we need to see what comes to us, how good and benevolent it is, and it is all in the form of giving and love, and how much we, in our corrupted kelim, the opposite kelim, establish within ourselves, depict to ourselves the influence of the Creator over us as not good. And in between what we want and what exists, here we see how much we need.
La domanda è, secondo per me cos'è più importante, lo stato di bassezza e disconnessione oppure la connessione
What's
con il creatore?
What's more important for me, the state of lowliness and lack of connection or connection with the creator?
The most important for us is connection with the creator inside of the group. There is nothing more important in general. There's nothing to compare with. This is the only state which is important. Балтия.
Когда человек чувствует, что он находится во тьме.
When one feels that he is in the darkness, from where does he get the strength to work above reason?
Specifically, when a person is in darkness, the only thing that can help him is to be in faith above reason. That means that he should get forces from above, even in the worst state that he is now in, to be connected with the Creator. Very simply, above his intellect, above his emotion, like a baby who knows nothing, he just knows that now he's holding mom like that. Hold on, that's it. I don't want anything more. Then he's already calm. He only has one goal, to get hold of the mother, so much so that he...
Without falling, descending?
I'll tell you, I don't know how it will come out. I never used this example. In order to discern anything, in corporeality, in spirituality, it doesn't matter what it is, there must be two points, for and against, black and white. I need to be in some way outside of the Creator, then I will detect who the Creator is. It is impossible to just be in one point and discern that discernment. To get to know it, to hold on to it. Therefore, the Creator includes many discernments with respect to the created being. Actually, there are not many discernments. There is only a will to receive and a will to bestow. But in order for us to advance and understand how many forms there are in the will to receive and in the will to bestow, in order to capture the concept of the Creator completely, fully, we have to go through many such circles. One circle, then a second circle, a third circle, a fourth one, and so on. We need to cross through them until we reach the Creator. This is why Each time we have descents, ascents, confusions, as we now learn the line of nearing and the line of distancing. It is all for us, in order for us to direct ourselves, aim ourselves correctly and get hold of the Creator. This is what we have now. Of course, all in all, the quality of the Creator, it's entirely bestowed, pure love, and there is nothing else here. So get hold of Him, but you cannot get hold of Him. You, in order to be you, as well as getting hold of something outside of you, you need to come closer to it gradually, to see all of these things that are the opposite, but also for it. Darkness and light. There are many shades to each and everything until you attain this wholeness, perfection called the Creator. It is impossible any other way. Where does it come from? It's not that someone is establishing it deliberately in this way. Rather, the contrast between the Creator and the created being, He created the ladder of degrees in such a way. So each time we have to go through another circle and another circle and another circle through our Yosher, our direct line, to the extent that the Yosher becomes congruent with the circle and then congruent with another circle until we reach a state where all of our vessels of Yosher, of directness, through the Masachim, the screens, all in all, we make them into one great circle, and then we...
Бааль Сулам говорит в статье, что основа, на которой строится...
In that article, Бааль Сулам says that the basis, the foundation upon which the order of the work is built, needs to be the simplest, the lowest. So what is that foundation?
That there is none else besides Him. He is good and does good, and I'm the opposite of Him completely. And all of my work is only each time to try to be similar to Him. This is the foundation of the work. Now, we carry it out in the 10, which gives me the right example. It's a laboratory so that I will be able to see precisely how I establish my desk for the work, meaning the conditions that will link me with the Creator. The group is what links myself with the Creator. That's it. In the group, there is the representation of the Creator, which is the Keter, my representation, which is Malchut, and all the rest, the other eight Sfirot, are in the middle. If I work correctly each time, each and every time, in each and every situation with the group, then I try, even though the Creator keeps on changing, He constantly raises and raises and raises His attitude of bestowal towards me, I accordingly, through my 10, through adhesion with the 10, I can do the opposite more and more and more to adjust myself, adapt myself to Him. This is how it is, tangibly, like in a laboratory, we adapt ourselves to the changing Creator, even though He Himself is constant and there are no changes in Him. But with respect to us, this is how it seems. Kavkaz.
Ken, Kavkaz. And Sheila.
Oh, there's no question there, so please take off the question mark. Why does it suddenly appear? Latin number 5.
No, Latin 5.
Bravo. Buenas noches. Bueno. Es aceptar la carga del reino.
Good evening, Av.
¿Qué significa?
Can I accept the burden of the kingdom of heaven in my current situation? And what is the meaning of it?
The kingdom of heaven. What does it mean? Kingdom and heaven. Heaven is the Keter. Kingdom is Malchut. Malchut connected to the Keter is called the kingdom of heaven. That's it. That everything that comes to me, I accept it happily, with gratitude, as a blessing. This is called the
Если все, что чувствует человек, это уже это уже его реакция на как бы воздействие от Творца.
If everything a person feels is already his reaction to the Creator's bestowal or influence, then it's difficult to understand where exactly there could be any free choice, free action by the person, because everything is a reaction. So it's difficult for me to grasp.
Your free action is only connection and strengthening in the ten, as Rabash explains to us. Only that. Because if you are connected to them, then you will very quickly get the right attitude to whatever is changing within you. Qualitatively also, you'll be able to grasp it better. Maybe you feel it, maybe you ascribe it to the Creator, whatever is happening within you, but you don't know how to actualize it, how to respond to it correctly. Therefore, only strengthening in the group, both in terms of the force and in the style of the strengthening, gives you the right attitude, response to the Creator. This is all of your work. As he says there, that all of man's free choice is only in his connection to the society. Tel Aviv number one.
Tel Aviv. No, no.
Can you hear me? If I understand the formula correctly, we need opposites to advance. We'll always have the good, the bad, the left line, and the right line. And according to what I gather in the preliminary state, or the state of Adam HaRishon, there are no contrasts. There's just endless perfection, eternal perfection. So how do I navigate between all these things? Between the fact that, as I understand, at the end of correction, we're above all...
I don't understand. Are you trying to navigate to the end of correction, or trying to be as close to the society as possible?
As close to the society as possible.
So what's the problem then?
I understand that the work in the Ten is meant to bring us to that state.
Oh, it should bring us there. Well, you should start the work, and then you will see where you will get to. You're not aiming towards the end of correction. You are aiming yourself that your end of correction right now is the perfect. Rewarded with wholeness.
Meaning that our prayer doesn't need to be for the Creator to bring us to the end of correction, all sorts of good, pleasant situations, but rather that in the current state, He will give me the power to hold myself in perfection, wholeness. Again. Read it again, please.
Again, reading excerpt 18 from Rabash, a land where you will eat bread without scarcity. One must engage in Torah day and night, that the night and the day should be equal for him, as written in the Zohar. In other words, the state of completeness called day and the state of incompleteness called night should be equal. That is, if his aim is for the sake of the Creator, then he agrees that he wants to bring contentment to his Maker. And if the Creator wants him to remain in the state of incompleteness, he agrees to this as well. The consent is expressed by doing his work as if he were rewarded with fullness. This is regarded as agreeing, when the day and the night are equal to him. But if there is a difference, to the extent of the difference, there is separation. And on that separation, there is already a grip to the outer ones. Hence, if a person feels that to him there is a difference, he must pray to the Creator to help him so there will not be a difference for him. And then he will be rewarded with wholeness.
Meaning that it's not that he will be in wholeness and perfection above, but rather that the Creator will give him as much separation as possible, but he will be nevertheless able to feel that as perfection. Because we do not change in terms of our nature, but only in the way we determine the situation to be. It's impossible to change my nature. It's the opposite. But despite that, I reach a state where I'm in wholeness. Wholeness not on my account, right, regarding my own situation, but
good day, Rav. Jose is asking, if a person is in a constant state and he doesn't see any deficiencies, what does it mean that the deficiencies are being shown to him if the light is in permanent rest and he does not change?
I am in some state. I am in a certain state. And the Creator now shows me how bad of a state I'm in. What should I do? To change myself? Or to ask the Creator for correction, so that even though I do not change, I will be pleased with the Creator for handling me in that way. So here, that's the question. So I am in one situation, one state. The Creator is whole and perfect and it appears to me through a different state. Now, should I ask to come closer to the Creator, or should I ask so that even
אחד משניים אי אפשר לבקש על שני דברים רק על דבר אחד מה אני מבקש להיות בשלמות במצב הכי גרוע שאני נמצא לא חשוב איזה.
What do I ask for? I ask to be in wholeness in the worst possible state. This is the most important for me. This is considered to be in adhesion with the Creator in all the different states, whatever they are. Doesn't matter which one. I'm not asking to change my situation for the better, and then from that state of better, I will be similar to the Creator, attached to Him. Rather, I'm asking, don't change my situation. I don't care. Just allow me to be adhered to you in this state. What does it mean, adhered? Devoted, loyal, to accept it happily and with all of my heart, with devotion. That's it. This is considered that I'm specifically overcoming the overview, the coarseness, and this whole bad situation with Tzimtzum, Masach, or Chozer, and I want to be adhered to the Creator the way I am. Above myself. Above all of the different discernments. This is very important, what we're now talking about. I wish we will understand it and be able to actualize it a little bit, because Even now, I can be in constant adhesion with the Creator. I don't need to reach the end of correction somewhere. Nope. It's enough for me the way it is. So, please, read again. Again, excerpt number 18.
Yes, third time.
Rabash, again, a land where you will eat bread without scarcity. One must engage in Torah day and night. That the night and the day should be equal for him, as written in the Zohar. In other words, the state of completeness, called day, and the state of incompleteness, called night, should be equal. That is, if his aim is for the Creator, for the sake of the Creator, then he agrees that he wants to bring contentment to his Maker. And if the Creator wants him to remain in the state of incompleteness, he agrees to this as well. The consent is expressed by doing his work as if he were rewarded with wholeness. This is regarded as agreeing when the day and the night are equal to him. But if there is a difference, to the extent of the difference, there is separation. And on that separation, there is already a grip to the other ones. Hence, if a person feels that to him there is a difference, he must pray to the Creator to help him so there will not be a difference for him. And then he will be rewarded with wholeness.
This means that we can be in any state whatsoever. It really doesn't matter what the state is. If I demand to be in wholeness and adhesion in the current state, without changing the state, but only acquiring adhesion with the Creator who is with them in their defilement, impurity, then I can achieve adhesion with the Creator from the state I'm in by changing only my perception of the Creator. And then, from the lowest places to the highest, it doesn't matter which places, which states, I can be adhered to Him. Why? Because He made nature. He created all the evil. He created the evil inclination. Yes, He does everything. Therefore, wherever you feel His greatness, there you should. So, if you want to emerge from that confusion, what I recommend to you is to read a few articles which speak of how there is always just one person, and everything he sees outside of him, it's just parts of him included in him. So, we shouldn't be confused because there are many people. These are all just qualities in me or you. We see them, I see them in you or in myself, but later we'll discover that it's all just one Adam, one human, and there's no difference between us. And actually, there's no us, really. It's only me and then only him. It's the perception of reality. What can you do?
Belarus. No, Belarus.
Rav, это просто старый вопрос висит, если вы позволите. Я не знаю, почему он до сих
пор. Well, it's an old question. Hopefully, you will allow me to ask. I don't know why the question didn't go off. We took it off, but maybe I can ask a question.
Well.
So, please tell me, in the first excerpt, it was written that only a person who is naive actually trusts his faith, but... If you will have knowledge, if you will have such a state, then he will never fall from that. Can you explain this? I don't know why they didn't take the question mark off. Oh.
Usually in our corporeal world, the custom is that if a person is naive, that's how we know it, that if a person is naive, he agrees with everything he's told. He's like a baby. If it's an erudite individual, very learned, then he doesn't believe. He wants to study, research, and then to understand. In corporeality, in spirituality, it is not so. A person who is advanced, who is learned, is wise, he knows that he doesn't understand anything. And all of his wisdom, his perception, his reading of the situation, all of that depends only on the extent to which he annuls himself towards the collective, the many. And then he can count on that and to say, this is what I accept on myself. He doesn't receive anything from himself. He doesn't.
Yes,
I can't hear you.
We're talking about the Creator saying that Creator is inside of us in the tent. This is where He's revealed. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, we raise a prayer, a common prayer, to whom, for what? To that substance that governs all the phenomena in nature. It's not inside of us, it's outside of us. So who is this Creator? Inside of the group that is turning to something outside of them.
What's outside of us means that it's outside of our perception, right? It's not far off in the distance, right? It's outside of our ability to perceive it, and therefore we build up a prayer to Him to be revealed a little more. He is amongst us, but not revealed. That's why He disappears, vanishes up to the heavens. We want to lower Him, to bring Him down to us through prayer. And then it is said that He descends, or He is here amongst us, but not revealed. And now He is revealed.
How can we bring down something that is up there? How from below can I do it?
By connecting more to the friends, by that you build together such a connection where the Creator is revealed. That's the meaning of you bringing.
Oh, Rav, there are many temples in the United States that are now closed. How should the Passover holiday be celebrated if people can't get to the temples in the United States? Should they try to come together amongst family members? And how should they do the Passover meal under the conditions of the coronavirus? That is my question.
Just like in the desert. Simple. If you have a matzah, you have a matzah. If you know how to bake it, bake it. You can do it on the open flame. A few stones, you light a fire in between. Take some water, mix it with some flour. Not too much water. Make it tight. Then you bake a matzah, that salt, without anything. You know, make it like a pita bread. That's your bread. That's your matzah for Passover. It's a sign. It's commemorating our exodus from Egypt. What does it mean? That flour, which is Malchut, connected with the water, which is Bina, has nothing other than that.
Only the connection of Malchut and Bina without any addition. This is called a matzah. And you add nothing to that. Then you eat that matzah. That's it. You can also cook an egg, you can boil an egg, you can fry a piece of meat. You can eat many things if you want. But ultimately, it's very simple. What do you mean? Do you need a synagogue in order to have a Passover? People didn't used to live this way. Have a rabbi that would live next to them and sell them different things and invite them to a meal. No, just sit at home, turn on your computer like you are now with us, and you'll see the meal. We'll be together during the meal, and we'll eat together. And through the screens, you'll see what we have. I don't know what they're preparing for me. I think it's going to be a little piece of meat. An egg, of course, the matzah, some salt, glass of wine, that's it. There are other customs to, you know, eat the bitter herbs, but it's not that important. Passover is a very simple holiday. Not that much effort. Also, if you don't have matzahs, the unleavened bread, you don't have it, so what? The important thing is to come out of Egypt, your inner Egypt, because you're probably staying in America. So come out of your inner Egypt and try to rise to the degree of bestowal from Malchut to Bina. This is called the Exodus from Egypt. In short, be a man, be a human. Because if you're only in Malchut, you are a wild man or a beast. But if you're coming out of Malchut to the degree of Bina, to bestowal, you're already becoming a part of Adam Rishon. You're called Adam.
Вопрос по этой по теме этой статьи связан с
A question regarding the article. Regarding the connection between this article and the article Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah we just read. It's written about the mitzvot between man and man that they are more beneficial. To what extent you should take the Creator into the account when relating to other people in order for it to be considered mitzvah?
Our relationship to the Creator, they are, all of them are prepared with our relationships towards the friends. I can't come to the Creator with some nice and good attitude unless I first arrange that good attitude between me and the friends. Otherwise, it would certainly not be nice and well. If I love, I connect to the ten, and only to that extent, and not more than that, no other way, can I connect to the Creator. Like that. If I'm rewarded with connecting to the ten in a complete, full measure, the first degree, I feel that I connected to the Creator. It simply appears this way. Then I go to the next degree and I work with the ten in connection more and more and
in this way, and then I reached a connection in degree number two. I discovered that I'm with the Creator in degree number two. Meaning with the vessels, we work on the connection between us, with the lights, those we receive from the Creator inside those corrected vessels.
It is said that there is a danger of a third and fourth world war here, and then the governments will approach the Messiah. In the meantime, I don't see this danger, or maybe it's in the future. It is destined to be revealed to us.
I think that we're gradually preventing this danger from everyone. This is called the path of Torah or the path of suffering. When we transfer the world wars, the third and fourth wars, from the path of suffering to the path of the land, as you call it, the middle path. Not that we're not going to have problems, but problems that are not world wars. That's my hope. It's up to us. I think...
me?
Yes.
I'm going back to the second item. Here, now it is understand what the Creator wants from us. It is the equivalence of form. What makes it clear?
Why is it clear? Because He created us in a form opposite to Him. Then we feel ourselves in His nearing. He created us and He starts to come close to us. And we feel Him really, really bad from His closeness. We feel bad from His proximity to us. So it's clear to us that we have to complete something on our end to His approaching. We have to change ourselves on our end, change ourselves and resemble Him. And then His approaching would feel good, feel comfortable, and not as suffering. This is the entire problem. The Creator that is approaching us, and we are not ready. It feels like night, like problems, sufferings. But if the Creator is approaching us and we feel we are prepared for it, then it becomes a pleasure, a day, a light, and so on. Okay?
Okay.
A few more questions. Haifa 1.
Yes, I wanted to ask. Basically, the connection between us in Bnei Baruch and the state about which Baal HaSulam writes in The Last Generation. Where did these two cross? Where did these two meet? What Rabash teaches us in the group, in Bnei Baruch, and the situation in the general society. Where did these two meet?
Between us? Between us. My friend, where else can it be? Between us. Just like you are in connection with a friend, and I'm asking, where is that connection with a friend? And you say, well, it's between us. Where is between us? In the middle between Haifa and Tel Aviv, where is it between us? You say, between us. I to my beloved to me, and between us, in the middle is the connection between us.
USA, LA.
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 No, California, מה יש לכם? לא, אין.
California, what's up?
בסדר. אז focus group.
Focus group?
Focus group, גם אין. שאלה, אין.
Moscow. No question, focus group. Okay. Moscow 7, no question?
אין. אז מה שיש לנו? יש שאלה, לא.
You have a question?
P25.
Who is that?
Can you
hear me?
Yes.
Rav, I have a question about Africa.
There's a lot of people, Rav, in Africa that sees what what's happening, like the apocalypse. Or maybe Jesus is coming back. What can you tell them, Rav?
I
just want to tell them that the connection between us is the salvation, is the remedy for everything that's happening to us. And it doesn't matter how they imagine it, as an apocalypse or as a Messiah is coming. It doesn't matter. It's all coming to us in order to help us connect. That's it. Nothing else. And so that's why